I want to take you to a little bit of a trip to Hebrews chapter 4, which is what I heard this morning, Hebrews chapter 4. There's a verse that I want to concentrate on, which is verse 3. So we're talking Hebrews 4, verse 3. I will back it up to the first verse, but I want to give you verse 3 to kind of poke at you a little bit. Verse 3 says, "Now we who have believed enter that rest, just as God has said." Did you hear me? Now, not next year, not 20 years from now, not 5 minutes from now. Now, we who have believed, are you a believer? Then you qualify. Enter that rest, just as God has said. Verse 1 says, "Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it." Well, that's a prayer. But it doesn't have to be, because you saw verse 3, it says now. Verse 2. "For we also have had the gospel preached to us just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them, because those who heard it did not combine it with faith." Now this is in reference to Hebrews chapter 3. And all the men of faith that went through centuries. And they all fell short, because they did not combine it with faith. Well, how do I combine what I believe God is capable of doing to give me rest in the midst of all kinds of trials and difficulties of all types? How do I get there? Isn't that an incredible question? How do I get to that rest? The scripture says now. Now believe. Well, you could also give the second part of that verse some, let's say, qualification, but I prefer not to. Because it says, "So I declare an oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. And yet his work has been finished since the creation of the world." Wow. Verse 3 I like. As long as I don't go past the second part. Because the first part is very acceptable. The second part is a little bit, God's still angry with me. No, he's not. He's not angry with you because this completed work was done at the cross. But the rest is available for those who believe and accept it by faith. And I'd like to give you a few more pointers on that subject. So I'm going to take you to some scriptures. Exodus 33:14. Exodus 33:14. "The Lord replied, 'My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest.'" When? Now. Psalms 116:7. 116:7. "Be at rest once more, O my soul." So, is that just spiritual rest? No. Now we're talking about the soul, the mind, the will, and emotions. Did Jesus have a mind and a will and emotions? Did he weep? Did he cry? Did he laugh? Did he have a couple of drinks? Yes, he did. He was normal. He was human. And that was part of the word today. "I know what you are like, because I was a man too." And you know, sometimes we think God is so separate from us. But he came down in a baby, totally dependent upon his mama. Yeah, and his papa. I hear the cooing. He's confirming the word, huh? See, Psalm 116 is super because it says, be at rest once more. So he lost it, but you can regain it. Oh, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. It's confirmed in Isaiah 14:3. Now go to Isaiah 28:12. Isaiah 28:12. To whom he said, this is the resting place, let the weary rest. And this is the place of repose. But they would not listen. They wouldn't listen. But are you listening? If you're focused on all their problems, you're going to what? Stay worried and anxious. But if you will find rest from all the weariness, and you are at repose, meaning letting things happen, and you listen and believe, you will receive it. And it will manifest through you. And those are around you will taste of it. Amen. Amen. Matthew 11:29. Matthew 11:29. This is the Lord speaking. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, mind, will, and emotions. That's pretty cool. You will find rest. He doesn't say you might. He says you will find it. And you know, when you sit before the Lord and you rest in whatever situation you're in, he has a chance to change it so that you can get his mind on it. Just like I was sharing earlier this morning about that big explosion in Boston. Some of those people are never going to be doing what they used to do before for the purpose of self-satisfaction. Am I blaming them? No, I'm not. But their focus has changed. Because now they have to deal with things that are eternal, if they're wise. Some are grateful because others came to their rescue. But my Jesus doesn't just come to your rescue. He not only rescues you, he keeps you rescued. And he's staying with you. He's not running away from you. He's always with you. He will give you rest in your soul, mind, will, and emotions. It's not maybe. I'm going to give you one more. Revelations 14:13. This one is important for those of you who are workers for the Lord. How many like to work for the Lord? Put your hand way up. Wave it around. Look at this. Thank you. You know why? Because there's satisfaction when you've done something for the Lord. Amen. Well, maybe now he'll accept me. Baloney. You could be sitting down quiet before him and he'd be just as happy as you're resting and waiting upon him as you would if you did all the serving of every hungry person in the city. Jesus fed thousands twice in 3.5 years. How about all the other starving people? Did he go visit their house? Was he focused on works? We don't really know, do we? But it's very clear that he did it twice. Because Papa told him, feed them. At one point, he told the disciples, you feed them. And they looked at each other, yeah, right. But he knew what he was going to do. See, it's not all about doing that makes you holy. It's about being holy and believing you are holy. believing you are holy. And you believe it now by faith. You're righteous by faith. Are you ready? Revelation 14, 13. Then I heard a voice from heaven say, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labors, for their deeds will follow them. Woohoo! So those of you who have been eager, doing lots of work for the Lord, your deeds will follow you. They will not be lost. He is not against the worker. He is not against those who go feed the hungry. It's got to be a commission from Papa. It's got to be a commission from Papa. Otherwise, you're doing it out of your soul, mind, will, and emotions. John chapter 5, verse 19 and 30. Jesus never did anything to please himself. He did it to what? To please Papa. Your commission is from him, not me. I could go out and say, oh, we got to be all downtown and got to feed the hungry. We got to clothe the ones that are naked. That's part of your commission, yes, but it's not the only job. How about being lovers of those that are broken? Huh? How about being a counsel to those who are wondering what's tomorrow going to be like? I'm getting a little bit of a snap vision, and I didn't expect to go there, so, but I will. This week, I was at the Y, I was next to the pool, and I have a young man who is a lifeguard there. He happens to be of a Muslim background. And the day after the Boston bombing, the Lord sent me to him and to remind him that God was not angry with him. That yes, there were people that were radicals, but that did not include him. And that I would pray for him. A few times we have communicated, both of us, one to one. But this week, he was on my heart. And I was watching. And I wanted to go to him. And the Lord said, no, don't. Respect him. He's pondering. He's having a hard time, but you intercede. So what did I do? I prayed in the Spirit. I just watched him, and I prayed in the Spirit quietly. And all of a sudden, the Lord said, now you can leave. So I did, and I took my shower. And obviously, after I took my shower, I had to dry my hair. So there's a men's room right off the area where the place to dress is. And went in there with my backpack and started to dry my hair. And who shows up next to me but the young man. He said, hi, how are you? I said, I'm concerned about your heart. He says, you were in my heart a few minutes ago, but I knew I wasn't supposed to communicate with you because I wanted to respect your privacy. And he looked at me and he said, thank you. And then I heard my mouth say, it's time, one of these days when you're ready, we're going to go out for a cup of coffee or a soda or something. He says, I really need to do that. But more than anything else, I respect that you respected my time. Did you hear me? Who was I communicating with that knew this man's heart? Had to be him. Had to be the Holy Spirit. And as I walked out of that room, there were tears flowing in my ear, my eye area. And I said, God, those who don't know you can make such a mess in the name above every name because they're not listening to the Spirit within. And I'm not claiming to be anything different. I'm just letting you know that there's a love flow for him coming out of my heart
And I've explained that to him already. I'm not going to push. I don't know. It could be 2 years or 5 years or 50 years before he comes to the Lord. But I know God has a plan for him, and I've already told him that. But there's a plan of rest, because he's less restless. He's anxious. He's hurting. And he's full of pain. And he made it very clear. Then he mentioned that he may be breaking up with a young lady that he knows. I didn't say anything. But my heart was hurting. I want you to close your eyes right now. I want you to declare with me now.
Now.
We who have believed.
Enter that rest.
Just as God has spoken it.
It's rest that's designed to bring me to peace.
In my soul.
My mind.
My will.
And my emotions.
It'll overflow into my body.
And it will change the circumstances.
And the hearts.
That I minister to.
As the Holy Spirit leads me.
Because he loves me.
He's never going to leave me.
He loves me so much.
And I need to start loving myself.
If I expect to give out grace,
I've got to receive it first.
If I can expect to give out love,
I've got to have love for me first.
Because the scripture says, love one another.
As I have loved you.
And to love me
first.
Because otherwise, criticalness will come out of me.
Fault finding will come out of me.
Trying to fix everybody's problem will come out of me.
And I was designed to rest
with Papa.
He's got a plan.
It's a great plan.
It's a plan of healing.
It's a plan of salvation.
It's a plan of rest,
which he paid for already.
Hallelujah.
I can't tell you why, but there's such a joy in my heart today for what God has done. I can't understand it, but he did something special today in some of you. And it was God's grace that did it. How many feel different than when they walked in? Put your hand way up so you can look around.
See, the fruit is what we're after. Share some love with each other.